They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Welcome to the program, Chrysanthemum Cliff.
The program. That's so very formal. I love it.
I think it's a good time to reintroduce ourselves. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome.
I hope there are tens of thousands of you.
Oh, there are.
Or 10 of you. I'm really not picky.
So Chrysanthemum Cliff, in addition to Christmas, I would describe you as Mr. Disney.
Yes.
Mr. Tech / Gadgets.
Yes.
A lover of Bright and Mary Brooke, who is a guest on the show.
Also true.
And a good dog dad and human dad.
Yeah, I do all those things okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, agreed.
I am Heather. I am a animal rescuer.
That is true.
An animal advocate.
Very true.
I also like people. So this year I'm getting into things like Relay for Life with the American Cancer Society.
Very important charity.
All sorts of philanthropy and self-care.
Also, you happen to be a radio personality.
Oh, yes, I am.
Also that.
That too.
Yes.
And you happen to be the director of all things digital.
Correct. At a radio station.
Where we both work.
Yes. Warm106.9.com. Go there. I made it.
We may have met this way, or we may have met in an alley at a Craigslist Christmas meetup. Who knows?
I think it was the first one. Are there Christmas meetups on Craigslist? I would not go to that for $1 million. That's how like horror movies start, at Christmas meetups in alleys on Craigslist.
Would it be better if it was a FARC party?
I don't even know what that means.
FARC.com? You've never been to FARC?
I have not.
Oh my gosh, it's the best of the internet. It's weird news.
Oh, all right.
So, you're young though. You might be more of the Reddit generation.
I'm young. In my dreams.
So we're going to talk about some movies today. What movie? Something just came out on Blu-ray.
So do you remember Last Christmas, the one that stars Emily? I don't remember what her name is, but she was the dragon lady in Game of Thrones.
How could I forget?
Last Christmas. Super good movie. Really, I really enjoyed it. The ending was a little bit sad. Mm. So keep that in mind. But just released on Blu-ray last week. So if you are like me, like last night I took down my Christmas tree. It was very sad. Rip.
If you're following us on Facebook, you've recently seen the photo of Cliff's Christmas tree up still. He is not pretending.
I'm absolutely not pretending. At some point in time, you have to say goodbye.
But, so long.
Exactly. Until next year. Mm-hmm. But this did give me the opportunity to watch Christmas Vacation one more time while we took down the Christmas tree. So even if you don't have a Christmas tree to take down, you're in the mood to watch a Christmas movie, there's nothing wrong with that. You do not need to wait until November, December to watch Christmas movies. So grab this on Blu-ray. It comes with a ton of special features. It's got like a blooper reel and an alternate ending. I wonder if the alternate ending is happier.
We have to know.
Yeah, I'll probably buy it. So we'll find out.
You know, before we purchase it, slide into our DMs on the gram, Instagram, We're So Xmas.
Yes. And let us know, because I would love to know. But they have a full performance of Last Christmas. If you've seen that movie, the performance of Last Christmas is very special. I just thought it was really fun. I know it got kind of whatever critically, but I thought it was a really enjoyable movie with some good acting, good story. A Christmas movie in the theater doesn't happen every year.
So, correct.
Yeah,
I thought it was excellent. And for the people that gave it a bad review, shame on you.
Exactly. Have some Christmas spirit.
Right. We do not do bad reviews on this podcast.
Absolutely not.
Things that we like only, because there are plenty of things that we don't like.
Right.
And you might like them. We don't want to taint it for you. If you want to love it, I want you to love it.
Although a friend of mine did recommend that we review.
Is it a Christmas horror movie, Cliff? Because you have a friend who has very specific tastes.
So I did have a friend who recommended Santa with Muscles,
ooh,
which is a Christmas movie starring Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
So
okay.
I can't imagine it's good, but I might watch that just for the entertainment value. We could talk about it. We could talk about a not good Christmas movie if it brings joy, right?
You know, I am very curious to do a Google search on Brooke Hogan, Hulk Hogan's daughter, who was very famous for a hot minute. She was in that kind of Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, celeb daughter gang. And then she dropped off the face of the earth.
It could be because of all the lawsuits with her dad. Like, maybe she just wasn't into that.
It could be a lot of things,
Kristen.
We have to go find her.
Perfect. We'll do the research. We'll update you in March where the Hogan daughter went.
Yes.
I've already forgotten her name.
Brooke.
Brooke. Oh, Jesus. I should not have forgotten that. Anyway.
There's only one Brooke in your heart and
absolutely.
Mind. Yes.
All other Brooks don't even exist.
No. Other movies? You were telling me about another movie too, right?
My good friend Jamie, who is very much a listener of this podcast, gave us a movie called The Man Who Invented Christmas.
I love that title.
It's really good, right?
It's a good title.
It's a really good title. And the interesting thing is, it's a movie about Charles Dickens, so who wrote, obviously, A Christmas Carol. But like, that's not hyperbole in that title. He literally is the man who popularized Christmas in the way we know it today. So before A Christmas Carol came out, Christmas was going through a bit of a bad time.
Like a recession?
Kind of. Essentially,
it needed to be rebranded.
Exactly. Like, you would never think that religion would have a negative effect on Christmas because it is a very religious holiday. But kind of leading up into that point, the church had said, like, maybe we shouldn't have as big of a celebration. Like, maybe it's a bad idea to make such a big deal out of essentially the birth of Jesus. It's been illegal. Like, it was illegal, I think, in Massachusetts for like 20 years in the early 1700s. Christmas was actually illegal.
Is this all true?
It's absolutely true. So Christmas was on a bit of a downturn where like Boxing Day was a way bigger holiday than Christmas was. Easter was like the big religious holiday of the year, not Christmas. And
I can't believe that the church was like, the birth of our Savior.
Yeah, maybe just don't do that. So
what? So hashtag bring in Chuck Dick.
Exactly.
If he was alive now, that would be his name.
Exactly.
Hashtag Chuck Dick.
That would be his Instagram handle.
Yes.
Absolutely. So he had kind of noticed that Christmas was on a little bit of an upswing, though. So this is when the Queen had just gotten married.
And if this was today, he'd be like, yes, Queen.
Exactly. And she'd married the German Prince Albert of the Prince Albert in a Can, I believe, fame. And you've never heard that?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it used to be like a prank. You'd call people and say, hey, do you guys have Prince Albert in a can? And it's a kind of tobacco.
Oh.
And they'd say yes. And you'd say, oh, we'll let him out. Anyway.
Okay.
He was from Germany. And Germany had a longstanding Christmas tradition with Christmas trees and all that stuff. And so this is where you might have seen, like every once in a while, they'll talk about it in Christmas movies, where she was one of the very first people to put up a Christmas tree in the royal palace. And so Christmas was on a, like, it had been kind of on a downswing for a little bit. You're seeing like a little bit of a comeback. He wrote A Christmas Carol and Christmas like went bam. That's why, like, the reason you think of Christmas and snow together is because it was snowy in A Christmas Carol. It doesn't always snow in London. London's kind of a temperate city.
Yes.
And
it's
so
true.
It's
I was
like,
in London for Christmas one year.
It's like it is here where it's just not always snowy at Christmas. That idea of a white Christmas and Christmas spirit and doing good things at Christmas, good deeds at Christmas, a lot of that comes out of A Christmas Carol. And it rejuvenated Charles Dickens' career, which obviously was a big thing because he's a super famous author that wrote a bunch of really good books, and created A Christmas Story. So totally worth watching. Came out in like 2017. The only person I actually know in it was the guy who played, I don't even know his name, Beast in Beauty and the Beast, the one, the like Disney live action remake.
Oh. I can't think of his name either. Do you think Siri knows it?
She might.
Siri. What was the name of the actor who played the Beast in Beauty and the Beast?
Which one? I found Ate the Beast. Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast. Belle's Magical World. Beauty and the Beast. The Enchanted Christmas. Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my God, there's a lot.
Do you want to hear the remaining three movies?
I don't think I can handle the remaining three movies.
I just looked it up instead. His name's Dan Stevens.
Thank you.
I do what I can.
So this is a lesson, knowing that Charles Dickens changed Christmas for the better.
Absolutely.
It almost makes me nervous about our upcoming Christmas short animated film that's coming out, because what if we start associating stalkers with Christmas?
What if we change Christmas for the worse? I think it'll be fine.
Okay. We need to add dogs next time.
I've recorded my parts, so I felt they were very high quality. I think I will raise the level of Christmas, to be honest.
It's true. Well, thank you for the movie updates. Do you have more? Are there more? You're looking at your computer like there's more, Cliff.
Do you know who Shaun the Sheep is?
No, but I like making sheep noises.
Shaun the Sheep does not sound like that. You probably don't know who Shaun the Sheep is because you don't have a child under the age of like 12, probably.
I have no children.
If you did have a child under the age of maybe 10 or 12,
okay,
you would totally know who Shaun the Sheep is. He is an adorable. So you're familiar with Wallace and Gromit, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the guy who made Wallace and Gromit, Aardman Productions,
yes,
has another TV show called the Shaun the Sheep. And it was a series of shorts. I think it ran on Disney for a while.
Okay.
There's been a couple movies. The sheep are adorable. Shaun the Sheep is just a precocious little sheep. There's this giant fat sheep. It's like a sheep the size of like a Toyota Corolla.
Chonky sheep.
Chonky. Oh my gosh, he's so cute. But the funny thing is there's almost no dialogue in this movie. There's been a Shaun the Sheep movie before this, and there's almost no dialogue in the entire movie. Just like lots of grunting and sheep noises.
Mm.
Exactly. So Shaun the Sheep is coming to Netflix. 2021, there will be a new Shaun the Sheep Christmas movie, and I am very, very, very excited because I love those sheep. I think Shaun the Sheep is going to change Christmas for the better.
Yes. Now, part of celebrating Christmas all year, in addition to watching the movies and writing down all the dates, is gifts all year, Cliff.
Absolutely.
I'm all about self-care gifts because I think that we should be gifting ourselves things all the time.
All the time.
And we can bring our friends along for those things, too. It takes a lot of the stress away from gift-giving seasons if, say, you have discovered the beauty of hydrofacials and you bring your friend along and gift her a hydrofacial. Then you don't have to buy her a present when Christmas comes around.
Well, I think you're right. It takes a lot of the stress out of buying, too, because if you have to pack all of your gift-giving into, say, between the end of Thanksgiving and actual Christmas Day, that's a lot of things to buy. But if you just go every time you see something that you think someone would love,
mm-hmm,
if you just give that to them, then you don't have to worry about it as much. And hydrofacials sound like a great way to spend a day with a friend of yours and come out with a beautiful face.
Exactly. Now, the prices vary because it is available at all sorts of spas and I don't know if they're called plastic surgery centers, but all sorts of places that do beauty stuff.
Beauty stuff.
It's a machine.
Cosmetic.
Yes. Care.
Care. Yes.
Yes. We're new in this realm, so we don't know all of the nomenclature.
It's okay.
It's fine. You get it.
Fine.
Hydra Facial. HYDRA. Capital F. Facial.
Trademarked, probably.
It is. Here's why I love it, Cliff.
Please, tell me.
I have had facials before. They're wonderful. They're relaxing. Candles are lit. There's soft music. Someone's rubbing your face. It smells nice. Great. Worth it. Awesome. I walk out, though. I go about my day. I put makeup on. I remove it that night. I wash my face. The next morning, I wake up and my life is the same.
Yeah, it's more like a massage for your face, not an experience for your face.
Right. The HydraFacial is transformative.
Yes.
I am 5 days out from the one that I received, and my skin is just as happy as it was when I left. And happy meaning hydrated, soft, very soft. I keep touching it. You shouldn't touch your face all the time.
It's kind of weird, honestly.
But it feels so nice.
She just keeps petting herself. It's not true.
I do.
A little bit true.
But here's the difference. They go in with this little suction tool and they can control how aggressive that suctioning is. That takes away all of the loose skin on the top that you might not be noticing. It removes some of those clogged pores. If you've got blackheads, it addresses those as well. And it can be customized to your specific skin tone. It lasts about 45 minutes, I would say. On the website, it says 30, but mine was 45. And at the end, you get to see what was pulled off your skin, basically.
All the things that I don't want to see in this world, it's a jar of things that got pulled off my face.
Well, have you ever used a carpet cleaner on your carpet and emptied out the water?
Oh, no. Yes.
It's
yes,
like that, but that's satisfying. You're like, oh, my heck.
Oh, my heck. I'm glad that your face... I'm glad that you enjoyed that experience.
Yes.
But I don't want to see that jar full of stuff. Was the actual, like, the 45 minutes you spent, did you think it was, like, did it feel nice? Was it uncomfortable?
No, it did feel nice. There was mild tingling when the product went on. And again, it can either be tailored to acne. It can be tailored to dryness. I did the anti-wrinkle because I'm in my 30s.
Sounds like a great any time of the year Christmas gift.
Yes, it is.
Put on a Santa hat and then go tell your friend you're going to take them to go get a hydrofacial.
Yes. And if you become addicted to them,
it's Heather's fault.
It's, I know. I was like, I'm sorry, but I'm also not sorry because it's one of those things where I legitimately feel like I appear, my skin appears a few years younger.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and that to me is, I'm not going to say priceless because I'm not going to spend $1 million on it, but it's well worth the cost. Yeah.
Heather's got great skin anyway, but she definitely looks better today. And it's been, what did you say, 5 days?
5 days, yeah.
That's awesome.
Could I tell you about one other self-care thing?
Absolutely. There's nothing I like more than self-care.
Really?
I don't ever do it, but I love the concept of it.
Well, maybe we should add that to your intro.
The problem is I'm too old to be a millennial, and so I'm not allowed to do self-care. I'm part of like early Gen X's, so I have to like look down on people that do self-care. I can't eat avocado toast. It's really disappointing because those things both sound great.
And you're a vegetarian.
I know.
Avocado toast should be a staple of your diet, Cliff.
I know.
Self-care terrible. Cliff.
I had to throw away an avocado yesterday because I bought one. I'm like, what do I do with this? I was like, going to make guacamole.
Are you serious?
I did. It went bad. It was sad. I could have put it on toast.
All right. So as I said, I'm all about hair, skin, and nails. I would be about more, but I can't afford more this year, Cliff.
There's only so much you can do.
I had to narrow it down.
Fair.
This is something hair related that you would do once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
So much less. A keratin treatment.
Nice.
Now, if you have hair like me, highly suggest this. So I have thin, fine, brittle, damaged, color treated hair that is breaking off at the ends.
Oh, no.
That's my hair type.
I mean, on the plus side, she has hair.
I do have hair.
I do not.
Now, if I wasn't so crazy about bleaching it blonde and keeping it past my shoulders in length, I wouldn't be dealing with this stuff. If I didn't use heat tools like curling irons and straighteners on it, it would be a lot healthier and happier. But genetically, it will always be fine and thin.
Damaged is on you, but
damaged
the rest of it.
Damaged is on me, yeah. So I have what they call a chemical cut, which is a cute term for the ends of my hair have broken. Yes, he's like, hmm. A keratin treatment is like an instant 20% improvement, which makes the $200 and the 2 to 3 hours of sitting in a chair.
Wow.
Quite worth it.
What do they do? Does this involve carrots, first of all?
No, but it should.
I thought it was a ton of carrots. I figured that's what we were getting at.
Oh, it should. The keratin is a strengthening protein type treatment.
Sounds valid.
They wash your hair and then they apply the keratin with a brush to sections of your hair.
Sure.
Then they take a heat tool to seal it in and they straighten it down and your hair is extremely straight and coated in this keratin when you leave. You don't wash it for ideally 4 or 5 days.
Wow.
But you are only required to not wash it for 24 hours.
Sure.
She said, though, it will be better if you can wait because it will just ziplock into your hair better if you wait. And I don't care. If I don't have to be on camera, Cliff, I don't even care about anything. I mean, I'll wear my pajama pants into work with shoes on. I won't even like take my pants off.
I don't know if I've ever actually seen Heather in pajama pants.
Well, so, thank you. Yeah. I have worn pajama pants to work before, though.
In your defense, you work nights.
True confessions. Yeah. Yes.
It's okay.
I think of myself as the Lindsay Lohan, like, of radio. Like, you see all these awful pictures of her when she's out at, like, Target and stuff, looking like a quote-unquote hot mess, because she's, much like me, only cares about what she looks like when she knows she's going to be photographed. And in the off chance that she is photographed, it's like, oh, well.
That's amazing. I wish we videoed this because I just almost broke down when she said, I'm the Lindsay Lohan of anything. Oh, love it.
Anyway.
Yes.
Keratin treatment. Loved it.
Great anytime Christmas gift for you and take a friend.
Yes.
Or just take yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're a wonderful partner of a person who has long hair, also a great gift. You could get a gift certificate to any salon and give this to them at Christmas or mm-hmm. anytime. Anytime.
I will say, in a past relationship, I was with a dude and I was going to get my nails done at one point. And just like a balla. I mean, we were in our 20s, so like there was no way we were making money or anything. But like he did this baller move where he just pulled out his credit card and he's like, "I got you, babe." And he handed me his credit card and I felt so awesome. Like, so I mean that too, like you sure. You mentioned your significant other, you can be like, "Hey babe, like you deserve to do something for you. I heard on We're So Xmas that keratin treatments are awesome. The Hydrafacial is great. Here's my card. You do whatever you want. I love you."
I'll be honest. This is my favorite listener that theoretically listens to this podcast. He's a great guy.
I love him.
Me too.
I know there are some dudes out there. There
Absolutely.
Have to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
People love Christmas.
All people.
And some people are dudes.
That is true.
Thanks for joining us today. This is an extra long one, but we had so many things to talk about.
When you only do these every month, like you get down to where you're doing them every day, mm-hmm. and it's never a struggle to come up with things to talk about for Christmas. Absolutely not. When you're doing them every day, sometimes you have to plan a little bit.
Yes.
But man, the stuff just piles up when you're only doing them once a month.
I know.
It's crazy.
I bounced into Cliff's office.
Literally.
My arms were flailing around.
Yep.
I was like, "Cliff!" And he's like, "Whoa, that's too much."
She came in as Christmas Heather into my office, and I was not ready. I was listening to some other podcast. I was working, and I needed like a minute to like psych myself up to Christmas Cliff, and Christmas Heather came in just fast. It was all right, though.
Hard
Absolutely
and fast.
All right. It was good. We got together. We made it work.
Like a reindeer on a nitro cold brew.
That is the coolest stuff I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
We got one for Heather the other day. They sit there and they have these little stripes. They move. It's amazing.
It's beautiful.
I love them.
Speaking of that, you can actually view that on our socials. Cliff posted it. We are so Xmas everywhere you are.
Everywhere.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
We're so Xmas.com.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Cliff.
Absolutely.
Hi, Jane. Bye, Jane.